Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Fisher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Hank Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. May reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mathews strikes out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. May scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliver is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Menke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Paul Toth now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is hit by the pitch. Landrum moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Brock moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Burton. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Burton steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. 1 out. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Aaron moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. There goes Torre. The throw from Schaefer to second, and Torre is out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Menke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Paul Toth. Merritt Raynou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raynou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Warner now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Warner covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Torre is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Menke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torre moves to second. Two outs. Del Crandall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre scores. It's 6-2, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Mac Jones now playing center field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron who is chasing the ball. Rogers reaches third base with a triple. Leo Burke pinch hits for Jack Warner. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burke hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Braves. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Braves. Bob Shaw now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.